beginning and try to
The song is very simple, and it says,
now that
I'm here with you, my
heart,
I gladly lay before you my wounds,
my tears,
my pain.
Come on, lift your hands
with confidence,
O Lord.
I lay
down at your feet. Felt like the best that I had to give has fallen short so often. So without your love, your touch, I never would have
He is worthy.
Yes, he is.
Well, welcome, family, to 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. This is Pastor E. Just wanting to say hi for this broadcast. Good evening. Good afternoon, woman of God.
Good afternoon, man of God. How are you today?
I am blessed, 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 even more since you asked me.
I'm blessed, too. Praise Jesus.
Amen, amen. Just wanted to say hi and just say I am so excited to go higher here with the 52 Weeks of Love, and I know God is going to anoint you beyond your wildest imagination on what he's about to do through your ministry and through this broadcast here at 52 Weeks of Love.
Oh, praise Jesus. Say it again, man of God.
Amen, that God is about to explode you, your ministry, everything that you have your hands connected to through this network is about to take you to levels and places you've never, ever been able to even imagine in your mind. In Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes. I feel such an anointing of pleasing. That God is finding you pleasing in his eyesight. He is finding you acceptable to the things that he has required of you. And I'm just a voice piece to share this with you today, because a lot of times we hear it and we hear it in the spirit, but we need to hear it in the physical through confirmation to know that God is moving as fast as we know he is. So no doubt, no question, no worry. Just accept that anointing.
I accept it, I receive it, I accept it, I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman
of God. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Have your way.
Amen. Oh, Lord, I don't know what to do, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, have your way, Lord. Have your way today, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Have your way today, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your own way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Because it's not about me anyway, Lord. It's not about me. Lord, it's not about me. I can't do nothing on my own. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a servant. Called to use by you, Lord. Oh, you called me. You told me in John 15 and 16. You told me that I didn't choose you, but you chose me. You anointed me. You ordained me. And you told me to go forth and bear fruit, that your fruit might remain. Lord, you called me. You chose me. So I can't do nothing on my own. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's all about you, Jesus. And I love you, Lord. I appreciate you, Father. I worship your name. Lord, I got to lift my hands to you today. My hands to you today, Jesus. I lift my hands to you today, Jesus. I worship you. 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 I worship you with every fiber of my being. I worship you with every fiber of my being. I worship you, Lord, with everything that is within me. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, watch me, Lord. Hallelujah. Just watch me, Jesus. Watch me, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. And I praise your name. With every fiber of my being, you said in Psalm 103, verse 1, you said, bless the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. And Lord, I bless you with everything that is within me. I love you, Jesus. And I praise you. I do what you want me to do. I go where you want me to go. Wherever you lead me, I'll follow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I was about minutes ago, I could hear the voice of God say, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. He was telling me that he's my rock. He's my soul and my shield. I could hear those words. He's my rock, my soul, and my shield. Thank you, Jesus. Then he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, hallelujah, Jesus, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, thy God, thy strength is my redeemer. God is my redeemer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I just feel the power of God. I feel the power of God. All in here, all in this room where I'm standing, I feel the power of God. And I want to say, hallelujah, Jesus, good afternoon to those who are on the platform, the airwaves, and around the world. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. And like the man of God say, we are in 52 weeks of love. Week six. 52 weeks of love. Week six. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And those that have their Bibles, turn with me to the book of Ephesians. The sixth chapter, and at verse 10 through 17. And I will be ministering to you today on the subject, put on the whole armor of God. It said, put on the whole armor of God. Do y'all have that in your Bible? It said, put on. It didn't say throw it on. It said, put on the whole armor of God. And I would like to ask you all today, those on the platform, the airways, and around the world, do you have on your armor today? Do you have on the whole armor of God? Well, I'm here to speak to you today on the armor of God. Look at verse 10 in your Bible with me. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the power of his might. The Apostle Paul, listen at this. The Apostle Paul said, finally, 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 from now on, this is what that word means. Finally, I looked that up too. Finally, he said, from now on, hallelujah, Jesus, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Talking about the might of Jesus. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We cannot be strong in our might. Did y'all get that? We cannot be strong in our might, but in the mighty power of God. We can only be strong in the mighty power of God. We cannot be strong in our might. We cannot be strong in ourselves, but only in the might and the strength and the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Look at verse 11 with me. It reads, put on. Put on. Put on. It didn't say take off or throw on. It said put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Did y'all get that? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The whole armor of God is a believer's protection against evil and the evil one. And y'all know who the evil one is. The evil one is Satan. Put on the whole armor of God that you may even be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ooh, Jesus. The whole armor of God is a believer's protection. Y'all, that armor is for our protection against evil and the evil one, who is Satan. Thank you, Jesus. When you have on your armor, you fully dressed, when the devil sees you, he see you coming, he sees the light. It's a light. This armor is a shining, bright light. And Satan can't help but to see it. I know when he see me. He see the light. A shiny, bright armor. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 12. It reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." That's talking about fighting against each other. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world," oh Jesus, "against spiritual wickedness in high places." Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Ephesians 6 and 12 gives us insight. Listen at this, saints of God. Ephesians 6 and 12 give us insight into all spiritual walk that all believers are in. Did y'all hear that? Into all spiritual war that all spiritual believers are in. Our enemy is not natural, but spiritual. We can never win our battle if we fight against the wrong sword. Did y'all get that? We can never win our battle if we fight against the wrong sword in a wrong way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We tend to think that people or circumstances are our problem. But the source of many of our trouble is Satan. Oh, did y'all get that? But the source of many of our trouble is Satan and his demon. Yes, Lord, Satan and his demon. We cannot fight him. We cannot fight him with carnal natural weapons. No, we can't. But only with supernatural ones that God give us for the destruction of Satan's stronghold. And that tells me in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, it says, "Our warfare is not carnal, but is mighty through God." Our warfare is not carnal, but is mighty through God in the putting down of strongholds. We are in a war, y'all, a spiritual warfare. And 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 says, our warfare, hello somebody, our warfare is not carnal, but is mighty through God, and they're pulling down a stronghold. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Look at verse 13 with me. 18 says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days." Did y'all get that? The evil days. The days are evil. The days are evil. Let me say that again. Wherefore, this is verse 13, "Wherefore, I take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand." Hallelujah, Jesus. And to, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. "And have done all to stand. And have done all to stand." Stand. Oh, Jesus. Stand, Lord Jesus. Stand, Lord Jesus. Stand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore." Hallelujah, Jesus. "Stand therefore." Hallelujah, Jesus. "Having your loins girded about with truth." So thank you, Lord Jesus. So put on the belt of truth that will keep the rest of your armor in place. We need the belt of truth, y'all, that will keep the rest of your armor in place. And then it says, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Thank you, Lord God, for the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness, of integrity. When I looked at the word integrity, it means honesty and sincerity and moral rectitude and right standing with God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. 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 Look at verse 15. And it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know what? The Roman soldier's feet were shod. And that word shod means to cover your feet. Shod, cover your feet. The Roman soldier wore shoes with hard studs. And you know, like a football player, basketball player, they wear shoes called cleats. And underneath those shoes is little studs under there that causes you to stand. I got on mine now, and I can stand. I might swerve to the left or to the right. The wind may blow, but I'm still standing because I have on my shoes. I have on a shoe that was stud that can hold me, that can keep me standing. Hallelujah. Paul used this image to represent the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel is a firm foundation. Listen at this, saints of God. The gospel is a firm foundation on which Christian soldiers are to stand, or be ready to go out and defend or spread the gospel. Take the word to the street. Take the word to the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why Matthew 28 says, go ye therefore in all the world and preach the gospel. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples. Thank you, Jesus. Defend us, spread the gospel. We got to go and take this gospel to the nation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's why when they called me, I'm ready to go to the hospital like I went the other day. I was there 3 days. When they called me and say, I'll need you to come and preach. I need you to come and go visit someone. I had someone to call me this morning and ask me to pray for them. Because they was going out of town. They was going to Las Vegas. And they asked me would I pray for them. And I said, yes, they were standing right in my kitchen. They came, and it was a group of them getting ready to go to Las Vegas to a wedding. And I said, yes, I pray with you, and I prayed. I said, what type of plane are you flying on? I prayed for the pilot, because he's not the co-pilot. He is a co-pilot, but Jesus is the pilot. And I want him to stop saying the co-pilot is Jesus. No, he's not. Hallelujah. And I pray that they would have a safe trip to Las Vegas and back. And they will. I told them they are covered by the blood. And I used that 91 Psalm. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I said, go and have fun and enjoy yourself. But watch where you're going, what you're doing, what you're eating, and what you're drinking. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because everybody say you're a friend, they're not your friend. Look at verse 16, if you will. It said, above all. I like that word. I kept looking at above all. Above all. Are y'all hearing me today? Above all means to be used against everything. Did y'all get that? Above all means to be used against everything. Not something, but everything. Whatever it is, say above all. Then it says, take the shield of faith. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to squish all the fire dots of the wicked. That's the evil one. He's scheming. He's conniving. He's accuser of the brotherly. He's wicked. And he shoots fire dots. But guess what? We can shoot fire dots back too. Because we got the word of God. We can tell him no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. They may form, but they won't work. And let me tell you this. Listen at this. The Christian shield. The Christian shield. Y'all know we got a shield. If you're a Christian, we have a shield. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. The Christian shield offers protection of all the fire dots of the wicked one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at that. Flaming arrows could not penetrate the fireproof shield. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Flaming arrows could not penetrate the fireproof shield of the ancient Roman soldiers. Nor could the assault of Satan penetrate through the believers who place his or her faith in God. Did y'all get that? When I looked at the word to say the flaming arrows could not penetrate the fireproof shield, what a shield. Even the flaming arrows could not penetrate the fireproof shield of the ancient Roman soldiers. Nor could the assault of Satan penetrate through the believers who place his or her faith in God. You know, when I looked at that and I said, I know I'm saved, I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and the devil cannot penetrate through my body because I have the blood of Jesus. And if he could get through the bloodline, he'll be saved too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Did y'all get that? Look at verse 17. And it says, it takes the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. The helmet protects your mind. Y'all need to get this. The helmet protects your mind. It protects your thought pattern. Because that's what the devil shoots at your mind. It's your thought pattern. He shoots at your thought pattern. That's what he does. The helmet protects your mind. It protects your thought pattern. Your heart, because your heart is your mind, is your heart. The place, hallelujah, Jesus, the place where you first believed. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The word of God, this not the saints of God. The word of God is quick. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's alive. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it's powerful. Hallelujah, Jesus. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God is quick. It's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you, Jesus, for the word, Lord. Thank you for your word. Jesus, your mighty, mighty, mighty powerful word of God. Supernatural. The supernatural word of God, it is quick. It's alive and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's alive. The word of God is quick and it's alive. Did y'all get that? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, 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 Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Saints of God, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. Because I'm getting ready to close. Would you ever listen at this? Would you ever leave your house hairdressed? Of course not. However, many of us also forget to put on our spiritual clothing. Every day, the force of Satan would do war against you. And why it is important to be protected. With this spiritual protection and authority. Oh, thank you, Lord God. You can't stand against evil force. Learn about your spiritual armor. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as you put your clothes on each day, are y'all still there? Hello, somebody. Also put on your armor and pick up your sword, for example.
Walking
in peace. Walking in peace. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. As you put your clothes on each day, also put on your armor and pick up your sword, for example. I'm talking about pick up your word. Get it off your dashboard. Get it out of your car. Get it from under the bed. Get it off your nightstand. Dust it on and read it. Because it says as you put your clothes on each day, also put on your armor and pick up your sword, for example. Walking in peace. Walking in peace is equivalent to putting on your shoes of peace. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Walking in peace is equivalent to putting on your shoes of peace. A walking in righteousness is equivalent to putting on your breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Look at this. Oh, Jesus. Putting on your shoes of peace of walking in righteousness. We're walking in righteousness, y'all, is equivalent to putting on your breastplate of righteousness, which protect your heart from condemnation. Did y'all get that? Our breastplate of righteousness, which protects your heart from condemnation. God supplied the armor you need to defeat all the attacks of the devil. Not some, all the attacks of the devil. God supplies the armor. He supplies this armor. You need to defeat all the attacks of the devil. God supplies the armor. You need to defeat. You need to defeat all the attacks of the devil. But you must put it on. Put on your armor. If you're not fully dressed, I'm going to help you to get dressed today. Those who are on the platform, the airways, and around the world, friends of God, do you have on your whole armor today? This armor consists of 6 pieces. Saints of God, do you have on your whole armor today? Because as a believer, we need to know how to dress for battle. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This armor consists of 6 pieces. The helmet of salvation, number one. Number two, the shield of faith. Number three, the breastplate of righteousness. And number four, the belt of truth. And number five, the sword of the spirit. And number six, the gospel of peace. Are you ready? Are y'all dressed? This armor you wear 24/7. We never take it off. You go to bed with it on. Hallelujah, Jesus. You get up with it on and go out to your daily routine. Go to work or wherever. You keep it on. This is a 24/7 armor that we never take off. It is to protect you and defeat you from the enemy. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus, for your armor today. I know I got on my armor. I keep on my armor. I wears my armor 24/7. And I got on the shoes shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. My feet are covered. I say my feet are covered. They are shod. They're covered with the gospel of peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm fully dressed. When I got up this morning, I looked in the mirror. I got on my armor, y'all. Are y'all fully dressed? Do you have on your armor? Well, you need to put it on and keep it on. Put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we're going to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Put on your arm. Saints of God, put your arm on. Somebody is not fully dressed today. And I'm talking to you. You may be on a platform, the airways around the world, but you're not dressed. You're not fully dressed. But you got time to put it on now. While I'm on this line, put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. Start with your hammer. Put it on. Your shield of faith. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You notice it's six pieces of this armor. But you notice it never said nothing about our back. You know why? Because God got our back and all the rest of our body is covered with the armor. Covered with the armor. Covered with the armor. Covered with the armor. God got your back. I say God got your back. I know he got my back.
Worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. You thought I was the devil. You shot the light, your life, so I could be free. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody lift up the throne of worship in here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to welcome you now to What's the Word with Minister Terry Herbert. Good afternoon, woman of God. How are you?
Good afternoon. Hallelujah, family. Praise the Lord. Ooh, free. Free indeed, finally. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Finally, that's right, finally.
Ooh, finally, free.
Isn't that a good position? Isn't that a good position to claim?
Yes, it is. Ooh, and
I am
all the
free.
Glory
that
to God.
I am going to be part of the redeemed. I am going to be part of the glory revealed in God.
You,
God. I am going to be a part of it.
Hallelujah.
I am claiming it.
I am. Ooh, you have to know where that I am came from. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, I thank God.
Well, I'm glad
that
she said that
God.
Because I am, says Minister Terry,
your
commitment to growth in him, he excites him to see the fire you have in your heart to want to know more about him than anything else.
Oh, yes.
God
thank
is pleased
you.
With you also,
Lord,
woman of God, in your elevation in study, in your elevation in your obedience. And then on top of that, with everything that God has given you, you have now produced a product of God's word that goes forth and changes people's lives. I want you to know today that God is blessing you, and God is preparing everything you need.
Thank you.
All of the prophetic words that have been spoken in your life over just the last month are about to be revealed immediately here on earth because of your hard labor, because of your stewardness, and because of your willingness to be about your Father's business. I want you to know
God
is blessing you, and He is blessing you exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' almighty name, graciously receive, God. Bless you, love you, and keep you, God. Well, good afternoon, family.
What's the word?
Her, yes. Good afternoon, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry. And I'm speaking today, my word today is recognizing and avoiding temptation. My scripture reference today is Matthew 6:13. And we know this scripture comes out of the Lord's Prayer. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Ooh. Amen, family. Family, we all will have times in our lives throughout our daily walk with some form of temptation. For 40 days or 40 nights while he was in the Judean desert. But Matthew 4:7, Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Ooh, I tell you, family, we all go through different temptations, but we must continue to trust in God in spirit and in truth. He will give us revelation when we know we are being tempted. James 1:13-18. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. No, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. When it's fully, and when it's fully grown, it brings forth death. We all know that the wages of sin is death. You know, sin. Sin is so, sin covers so much things there. Wrongdoing, acts of evil, wickedness, crime, immoral acts, unforgiveness, and so much more sin of this world. I tell you, this is the sin, and this is out of the will of God. Amen, family? We all have fallen short of the glory of God, but I thank the Heavenly Father God for being a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The adversary, we know the adversary. He prowls around seeking. He's seeking whom he may derive, kill, and destroy our spirit. Ooh, family, I tell you. Stay in the word of God. Come. He uses his craftiness to bring chaos and misunderstanding between families. He brings chaos between marriages. He brings chaos between loved ones and any other cherished relationships, business relationships, and your job. He brings chaos wherever he can. I tell you, James 1:14 tells us, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Ooh, it is not our will. It is always the will of God. Sooner we stop trying to please ourselves and we start living to please God, ooh, we will resist this temptation. I tell you, family, we have to live to please God. And when we live to please God, we live to please God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that lives in us. When we believe, we were crucified with him. Christ lives with us, within us. Amen, family? I remember, family, must remember that we are all servants of God. We serve God. We don't serve men, and we definitely don't serve money. Those who desire to be rich, they fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which draws men into destruction and perdition. Ooh, I think back, family, I think back to growing up in Compton. And I think we were all back in the day somewhat tempted and doing the work of the adversary, trying to make quick money, just trying to think that was the thing to do. But you got to realize, family, you cannot love God and love money. That means you don't trust him. You have to trust God and know he will provide. And when you believe in him, you will trust. Cannot love God and money. We have to love one. And I too, God. Do we really trust God? I think most of all, family, we don't do better because we don't know better. And I don't think it was the parenting, because our parents, man, went to church and everything. I think it was like during a time just being rebellious and being tempted. We didn't know temptation was out there, that the adversary was coming at us. We wasn't in the Word of God to defend off that adversary. But we know now. We know now. Not our will, God's will. Who resists temptation, family? 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. And but with the temptation will also make you a way of an escape that you may be able to bear it. Ooh, you got to just thank God. Thank God, because I know we have all been through some temptation and in our lives. But the thing is, how do we handle that temptation? Be encouraged, family. just trust and believe God as everything. I mean, I say everything. God, this is all His. Everything belongs to Him. And I tell you, we must pray. We must pray to the Heavenly Father. And that strengthens us. And that gives us, give Him His wisdom. Once He gives us His wisdom, we can recognize. We can recognize temptation. Once we recognize it, we can avoid that temptation. Glory to God. I tell you, thank you, Lord. Luke 22:40 tells us, when He came to the place, He said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So much power in prayer. Ooh, there's power in prayer. I thank God for my mother, my grandmother, and others that prayed for me. But I'm grateful. I am so grateful now that I finally, I can pray for myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in prayer. We know. What did Jesus do most? What did He do most? He prayed. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes circumstances. Prayer changes the way you look at your circumstances. I tell you, prayer breaks down strongholds that you may have had going on with this temptation going on. But we must continue to love one another, and to forgive one another. Ooh, glory to God. Luke 11:4 tells us, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us from the evil one. Ooh, amen, family. We have to forgive. Ooh, forgiveness, I tell you. We have to forgive. Now I'm going to share some steps that will help us recognizing and avoiding and resisting temptation. Number one, pray. Pray to the Heavenly Father. You can pray. You may not be at home in your closet. You can pray standing up. You can pray standing up at work. You can just pray. But pray to the Heavenly Father daily, constantly. Matthew 6:9, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgave those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Ooh, Jesus, oh, I tell you, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. Ooh, hallelujah, that prayer, we have to really meditate on that prayer. I tell you, the word of God, true living word. Number two, we have to use the word of God. He didn't just leave it here to put a book on the shelf. To use that word of God. Make a list. Make a list of some of your favorite scriptures. Ooh, so many. Oh, I tell you, so many. Memorize them and meditate on them. You will receive something from them. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, you can speak and live it into existence once you read and study those scriptures. The true living word of God. Ooh, amen, family. Thank you, Heavenly Father God. Ooh, thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Set us free. Thank you. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. Sons of warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Ooh, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for His word. I tell you, ooh, the use of the word of God. Number three, family, we have to know ourselves. We have to know and understand our own personal weaknesses. We all have them. all of us have, we all are different. We have different weaknesses. And I tell you, though, but we are all the same, and we serve the same God. Ooh, thank you, Lee. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve the same God. Some of us may struggle with eating temptations, drug temptations, alcohol, gambling temptations, lying and cheating temptations. Whatever the temptations are or weaknesses are, we must, and I can't stress enough, we must work diligently on them to avoid temptation, to run this race with Christ. We may have to drop some so-called friends or even some family to resist temptation. Amen, family? Ooh, I tell you, he comes to rob, kill, and destroy. James 1:14 tells us, but each one of us is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Own desires. We have to stay in the will of God. It is not our will, it's the will of God. So anything out of the will of God is our will. Amen, family? Number four, this is a good one too. Flee temptation. This is once you recognize the temptation, you can flee temptation. Run from it fast. Run from it. You may have to change your circle of friends. You may have to change some places you frequent. It may be a necessary change. But the change you want to see begins in you, so you got to start it with yourself. I tell you. Thank you, Lord. But you, oh man of God, these things, I tell you, flee from. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. These are the things we are to do. 2 Timothy 2:22 tells us, flee also from youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding comes. Thank you, Jesus, who call on the Lord. You want peace with those who call on the Lord, you know, out of pure heart. Out of pure heart. That's what you got to surround yourself with, people that believe the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:18 tells us, flee from sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Amen, family. The true living word of God. 1 Corinthians 10:14. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. You shall worship your God only. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We shall not worship no other God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Number five. I love this. Establish you an accountability network, which gives you direct access to God. We all know we serve a God. He's available to all of us, each and every one of us. But we have to access. He's waiting on us to come to a relationship with him and his son, Jesus Christ. I thank God for my now network family. For the gospel, sharing the gospel of Christ, the true living word of Christ. I thank God for you guys. So I love you guys. Thank God for you guys. And family, we must confess to God for forgiveness of our sins. And we must repent of our sins daily and as necessary, if it's several times throughout the day, as necessary. We are not alone here. I tell you, the Heavenly Father, he has that Holy Spirit in us to live within us. When Christ lives within us, circumstances change. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. Number six. I love this one too, fam. Do not be discouraged. Do not become complacent in your sin. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. And we all have fallen into temptation occasionally. Continue to walk with Christ, pressing forward, standing firm, and running this race. Thank you, Jesus. We are not alone. Do not accept your sin. Do not accept. Repent of your sin. And then, once we've done that, we have to make wise decisions. Wise decisions. I tell you, I thank God for his word. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus. Number 7, when we fall into temptation, we have to confess to God. We have to confess, I was tempted to do this. Because you know what? He already knows. He already knows. We have to humble ourselves. Jesus, thank you, Lord. And we have to confess, and we have to repent. Amen, family, amen. We have to do these things, family, to recognize and resist temptation. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, it becomes easier the deeper you get in the Word of God, because a little voice will come to you, speak to you. As you grow deeper in that personal relationship with Christ, I tell you, it might be some things you're thinking, and it might tell you no. No, you didn't decide that on your own. That Holy Spirit told you no. So I tell you, we know who is the master of temptation, but we know our God, Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We trust him, I tell you. We trust our God. We trust our God, I tell you. I trust my God with my everything. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm telling you, family, we must make sure we all resist temptation. Thank you, Lord. Love you all. God bless you all, family. God keep you all. Amen.
Glory be to God. I normally would just close us out, but I just want to know, who is this on this radio broadcast today? Because Minister Terry, did you get somebody else to fill in for you? Because you were, that prophetic word that was spoke before, you've already walked into it. Your anointing is flourishing, and that word.
Glory
who
to
is
God.
This I'm talking to? Who is this? Wait a minute. I got to see if I'm the only one. Hold on. I got to see if I'm the only one. Evangelist Virginia. Does it sound like you said that you're talking to the same person?
No.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting here just with my mouth dropped down to my feet, and I'm saying, who is on this line? Oh, my God.
You know what?
You know.
Jesus for your sister.
Praise God for you all.
I praise God for you. You, God,
yes.
Has, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. You have.
Thank you,
come,
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, glory to God.
I want to share something with you, Minister Terry. You know,
and
the things that I do, I do them because God told me to do them. And I'm being very honest with you and very transparent with you right now. And a lot of times, even though people listen and even though the numbers are good, that question I always say, is this working? Is this really able to help someone change their life? Now, just listen to me for a second. Can this network through the phone, through the internet, through Facebook, does it really work? Well, I tell you, if it's nothing else
it
shown
changed,
to me through you,
changed mind.
This
yes.
works.
Ooh,
and I'm so encouraged today, woman of God, because I see the I see the productivity of what God has put before me, and I see it in you. It's not, you know, a lot of people want to see 1,000 and 10,000. It's so dynamic to see the one. Oh, my God.
That's it, man of God.
That could touch a million. And I'm so honored that I'm a part of your life being transparent is that I feel like my job has been, I'm not quitting. Do you know me? I'm not quitting not going to give up on what I'm doing, but
never.
I feel fulfilled. Like I've done a good job. at sharing the love of Jesus with someone that may didn't have it as well as I did, or needed a little push,
right,
or a little encouragement, or a little support.
Yes. Well, you know what,
Valentine,
Pastor,
yes,
you know, the time you reached out to me, it was a time I really, really needed Jesus in my life more than anything. Mm. And it was just the time, and I tell you, it's the time and the season for everything. And the timing,
yes,
well,
is God's timing.
Yes.
So I love and appreciate,
yes,
you all.
Yes.
I do. You,
yes,
know, I bless you all. I tell you. Oh,
bless you.
Well, I know your name is still Terry, but it's a new Terry. You got a new name today.
Yes.
You are not the same person that you just were yesterday. You are a new creation today. God has done something in you. When you get, I'm not trying to say I'm all that, but when you get past me taking notes, you God has done something.
glory to God. Hallelujah.
I'm being real with you. You better ask somebody who knows me. You get me taking notes. God is speaking through you, and that's fantastic. Oh my God.
Yes, Lord.
All right,
Jesus.
More of me and more of Him. I tell you. Every day. Yes. Glory to God.
Yes.
I love you all.
Well, you encourage me, and I hope you're encouraged too.
I'm encouraged. I get encouraged every time I open up his book. He opens my eyes to open that book. I tell you, and have conversation with
you know. And there's people aren't dialing one to get involved, but I'm telling you, I get a lot of messages about you. It's like, wow, what's going on? Woo, Minister Terry, what you?
Yeah.
Woo, because see, you've been around this network in the background for a long time, and then coming to the forefront, people have watched you the whole way, and they're saying, just like I'm saying, like, what? Oh, no, that ain't the same person.
Oh, glory to God, I tell you. Same.
Well, God bless you guys.
Same flesh, different spirit. God bless you all. Love you all.
Love you too.
God bless you guys. Enjoy your weekend and tear the roof off of Jesus this weekend.
Oh, will do. You absolutely.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.